5th of March, 1891. Lambeth Infirmary, Lunatic Ward. As if imitating death, the patient, who earlier had tried to slit his mother's throat, lay motionless upon an iron bed, his arms loose at his sides, his eyes wide, staring passively ahead. The only sign of life being the small beads of sweat that prickled upon his forehead. He was younger than most in the infirmary, tall, thin, and, from the quality of his clothing, a man of means. Though he had the appearance of an imbecile, the behaviour of the four orderlies who, armed with cudgels, surrounded his bed, indicated that he was anything but an average patient. Earlier, he had fought them, kicking out as the warders attempted to remove him from his home in Kennington. Arriving under the silence of dawn, the guards believed that, by catching the patient in a state of sleep, he would present a far easier prospect. As the four orderlies, clad in white belted coats, entered the darkness of his room, they found the patient awake, dressed and, to their surprise, ready to fight. At first, the sheer number of guards proved overwhelming, grabbing at the patient's ankles and arms as he crawled backwards on his bed. As he thrashed in a frenzy of kicks and blind punches, the patient berated the guards with an onslaught of obscenities. One he bit before striking another, the largest of the group, who had half unbuckled his belt in order to strap the patient's feet. Seizing his opportunity to escape, the patient bolted towards the door, only to be stopped by a stern blow to the face that not only subdued him, but wrenched a tooth from his mouth. In the time that had elapsed between leaving Kennington and reaching the infirmary, the patient's mood had changed dramatically. Gone was the anger, the aggression, even his groans had ceased, with the only sound filling the near-empty ward being the heavy breaths of the four orderlies reverberating against the grey walls. Though the guards were vigilant, what they hadn't noticed as they carried the lifeless man from the carriage to his bed were his brilliant blue eyes, taking note of the route, making a mental map of his new environment. The small stone fireplace to his left, the large barred window to the rear of the ward, ablaze with March sunlight, and the door in the farthest corner that led to the main infirmary corridor, and importantly, offered the only opportunity of escape. For 2 hours he remained silent. Stripped of all clothing except a shirt, he lay quietly upon his bed under the gaze of his jailers, patiently waiting for his moment. By noon it had arrived. When he struck, he did so with such speed as to leave his warders reeling. With an animal ferocity, he bolted from his bed, knocking 2 guards to the ground. Before they knew what had hit them, the shoeless and trouserless patient was already through the ward doors, shirt tails flying as he took off down the corridor. The orderlies made chase, and by the time the patient had reached the laundry block, 2 of them, the fittest of the 4, were almost upon him. It was only on entering the laundry room itself that he felt it, a cool breeze invading the warmth of the 2 wood-burning stoves used to heat irons. Beyond a forest of washboards and mangles, of ceiling racks adorned with damp garments, a window had been left ajar. As the panicked voices neared, he eased the window frame upwards, before stepping lightly onto the roof of the adjoining boiler house. After a short drop, the patient was out, running barefoot along the gravelled terrace. With no obstacles to block his route, he reached the 8-foot boundary wall in no time, and only then, as he stared at the wall looking for a foothold, did he hear the alarm being raised, with shouts and whistles engulfing the infirmary yard behind him. On looking back, he could see that other warders were now in pursuit, those better positioned for such a chase. 2 had come from the house block, while another, a bear of a man, had emerged from the ground floor labour ward. What they saw would later be reported upon and used as a means of describing the agility and athleticism of a man who, according to his guards, managed to scale the boundary wall with the ease and nimbleness of a monkey.